All right. Hey, thank you. Welcome to According to Us with TJ and Chantel. I'm TJ.
And I'm Chantel.
Hey.
Hey.
And we are kicking off our new show, According to Us.
Brand new.
Sundays. Airing on Sunday, 7 p.m. Central Time. Don't ask me any of the other time zones on what time it would be, because I have no idea.
Because we don't live there.
Because the only thing I know is Central right about now.
That's it.
But, okay, we're going to start off with this topic. It's just a short segment for now. We're going to get into us and what we're about. And where we talk about everything. We talk about relationships. We talk about whatever we find online, through social media. A lot of social media outlets that have just a lot of weird things going on, and we're going to talk about
all the weird ones,
and even the ones that's not even weird, even the ones that's, how would you want to say, that's serious, a lot of serious. I mean, even the serious ones can be weird too, but we're going to cover the whole spectrum of different things that we find. So now we have this one that I do want to talk about.
Let's get into it.
Okay, this was found, and I'm not going to really say the social media website or anything like that, because hell, they're not paying me, so I'm not going to blow them up like that. But this was found on a social media site. I guess it was this guy. He was telling, saying that his feelings can't be hurt anymore because he's lost a lot and he really, can't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
So he was saying, yeah, I lost everything. The one thing I loved, I lost my kids. I cheated all the way through my marriage. But I'm going to, I'm going to be good. My wife left me, took the kids. I'm going to be good. Nobody can hurt my feelings anymore. And I'm just going to, not accept just anybody in my life now.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody commented and just said, hey, we all get through, we all go through certain things.
Right.
And she mentions, hey, why don't you say sorry to the wife? Apologize to the wife. That should bring peace to, yourself and start healing. And hopefully, you'll mend yourself to where you'll be mentally okay for the kids, to see the kids. And who knows, you may bring closure to what had happened. So his response to that was, why should I apologize?
Ooh.
For
what?
Why should I apologize to my wife or to my ex-wife because he cheated through the whole marriage? And it was a lot of people that chimed in, like, why, first of all, I don't advocate, anybody taking the kids away from anybody. No, that's still the parent.
Right.
That's still the parent. Unless there was some abuse going on that's happening with the kids. Other than that, no. Don't take the kids away.
Right.
But my thing is, since he know that he cheated all through, from beginning to the end, through the marriage, and to say, why should he apologize? Now, do you think he should?
My goodness. I think he should have been apologizing the entire time. And then if he hadn't cheated, we probably wouldn't be discussing this topic.
Right.
However.
Thanks, man, for the topic.
Right. I feel like he should have been extremely humbled and apologetic throughout the entire situation. well, once he confessed and the wife found out, and proceeded to take his children away, because apparently he feels some type of remorse because of what, you know, he was saying in the post.
Right, right.
Because if you're not, then why post?
Exactly. And, you know, just long old spiel about, oh, I feel bad. And then all of a sudden, not, you know what? No, I take that back. It wasn't a, I feel bad. It was more of, I'm not taking any more crap off anybody or anything to that sort. So,
so you're the victim, sir?
So, yeah. That's what it sounded like.
Oh my.
You know, he was the victim. And a lot of people came on like, dude, why are you playing the victim? Then he like, what are you talking about? Then he want males to chime in and ask, you see these rats coming in? Referring to the women who were saying, why don't you apologize? And then, it would be okay, you know, just apologize to the wife. And maybe y'all, you know, that'll get more steps towards your healing.
Right.
But
and
he just was like, and he called himself an introvert.
Oh.
So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I have no idea.
I think you can be a butthole whether you're an introvert or extrovert.
Right.
I don't think it matters.
I don't know. But, you know, as I said, with this, I'm like, what I think, yeah, he should apologize. He really should apologize.
To the wife and children.
Exactly, to the wife and children, you know. And she should apologize to the children for taking him away, taking them away from him now, or not letting him see the kids or so. Because it was mentioned that, no, he have not seen his kids since she took them away.
Wow. Now,
I'm not too sure how long it's been, but I think from the way how he worded stuff, or worded his post, it seemed like they've been apart for a minute. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so. And if that's wrong in itself, you know, don't.
Right.
Don't punish the kids because of somebody's a-hole-ish ways, you know.
Exactly. Right. Especially if it wasn't anything, like, directly to be of harm or anything violent that was actually toward the kids.
Right. So, yes, I think he should apologize.
Absolutely.
I haven't seen anybody chime in and say, well, you shouldn't. You know, you shouldn't apologize. But, you know what? I did see what was really interesting. A lot of women that were just saying all beautiful things to him. Oh, baby, everything's gonna be okay.
Oh.
And saying, oh, you know, you just so fine. Hearts, face with hearts around the head. You know, I'm like, okay, these to me seem like these women are really desperate. Unless they know him or something. But what makes you, you know, say, like, I think it was one that said, I'm here in this town, you can come and talk to me and we can, you know, why would you want to even deal with that?
Right.
And especially if he already said, you know, all the things he said, and then to come back and say, why should he apologize?
Sir, you have my file screwed up.
All right, audience. I want to ask you that question. What do you think about this? Should this man apologize to his wife and get on to his life? Do you think that'll bring peace to him? Do you think that'll bring some kind of closure in order for him to quote unquote heal and take no more poop from anybody?
When he's the one dishing it out.
Right. You can go ahead and email us at according to us 20, that's according to us, 20@gmail.com. Chime in. Let us know what you think.
Or let us know if he should be beheaded. Oh.
Leave it to Chantel to bring the violence.
Oh, my apologies. I just left church. So sorry. Oh.
You just left church, and she I said did. He should be beheaded. But
just a little bit.
Oh, okay. As long as yeah. it's a little bit, not a
just
lot.
Just to the white meat.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you all, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Exactly. Thank you so much. And we look forward to hearing what you think about this. Catch us again next Sunday, 7 p.m. Central. I think it's 8 p.m. Eastern, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I got to get that all together. My time zones aren't I'm not fluent in time zones right now.
I like it.
All right. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Good day, people.